Shell Mobile.
I'm Rusty, N4ZLK. Got tongue-tied there when I tried to talk.
That must mean you're ready for lunch, Shane, instead of anything else.
Thinking about it, but I'm going to push it off a little bit longer, make one more delivery, and I'll be done with my deliveries, and then I'm going to stop and take a nice lunch.
Back, start making the pickups, right?
Easiest part of the day. Can be long, but it's the easiest part.
Because what you do is you just go trade out trailer, leave it empty for a full, right?
On a couple of them, and the others I just back up to the dock and watch them load it. And I just have to open the door for them and shut it after they're done.
Good part. That's the good part. Yeah, I've been running around over here at what's left of Westgate Mall. Went looking for a couple of items and found some substitutes for what I was really looking for, but they'll work. So now I'm going to go find me some lunch somewhere because that cinnamon roll I had about 4 hours ago has probably had it. And got to go buy the dry cleaner's leak off his shirt to be done. And then I'll go find me some lunch somewhere, probably the Cracker Barrel or something like that.
Simpsonville way, I'd tell you to go stop at the one down there. That's where my wife works. She works 3 days a week. But I know you're not that way. Also, did I hear you say that you're telling Bill that you were going to work on an antenna, that you might need some help? Did I hear that correctly?
You sure did, my friend.
You. My wife seems to schedule my time pretty tight between the grandkids and other things, but I'd love, maybe we could work it out. I'd love to help you out.
Short notice to try to do it this weekend, so I'm going to probably wait till next weekend when I wasn't planning to be out of town because I had some other things I can now do that I wasn't going to do since I was due to be out of town. But, yeah, I'm going to be looking into it and routing up a crew because it's going to take about four or five people besides me. Because this is an 80-meter loop, full loop, and those things are not small.
Well, if I'm available, if you don't hear me on the air, call me or something, or email me. I'm good on QRZ, and I will try to make it a point if I'm available. I can't guarantee I'll be available that weekend, but if I am, I'll be happy to help.
I'll be glad for the help, because when you're working with copper-clad steel wire, you've got to be very careful with it.
Let me know, and be good to see you anyway. I've met you a couple times through the years, but it's been a long time.
And at least eight or nine, at least that, and all, because I don't think I've been to any ham fest or anything in the last 8 or 9 years where you and I have both been there, so it's probably been at least that long since we've seen each other.
Yeah, but it'd be good. Just let me know. I'll be happy to. What do you feel like eating today?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm going around. I may end up at Cracker Barrel. There's a new place called Salsarita's that's over on that same road. Not up from them. I haven't been there, and several people have said the food is good, so I may go there and try that. I don't know. It'll just be whatever the mood strikes me as I go down the road over in that area where all the restaurants are.
Cracker Barrel a minute ago. I forgot because I even commented on it. Wow. I guess my short-term memory is not quite there if I'm doing something else.
That's like, wait till you get to be my age, and then you'll worry about your short-term and your long-term.
I hope not. I worked a special event station last night. I can't remember the name of the islands, but it was east of Greenland, up there, way up in the North Sea or the Greenland Sea or whatever. It was a JW0X. I think that was the call. They said they'd be working today, too.
Hope for it when I get back to the house and see. What band were you on?
Close to midnight last night. I was up later than I should have been, and it was on 20 meters. 20 meters was wide open last night.
I'll have to take a look and see. I haven't been on 20 meters except for the 20-meter net I called last Sunday. But we'll have to see what happens. I'll have to see what I can find today and get things going here. Oh, it's warming up out here. It's supposed to get up to 70 some today. That'll be nice.
Tomorrow, I think. I did hear the guy say they were going to try 15 meters, I think, today, or be on 15 meters, so, during the day, but you never know. Yeah, look for him. Came through pretty good. I had a real, I mean, he was booming through into here, or at least to my place.
I'll take a look when I get back and see what's on the cluster and see what I need and can work and get. I want to get over that two. I want to cross that 200 mark of confirmed contact DX contacts. I've made over 200 contacts. I just don't have them all confirmed yet. So I got to go back and see what's come in lately and. And see if I've got anything else I can work and add to the group, you know?
I haven't done a lot of HF before. I had a little paper log book, and I've kind of started another one to, like, figure out. I've got a MacBook that I use for my computer, and I'm trying to decide which logging program. I think there's two or three. And I signed up with Logbook of the World, so I need to... I need to find something that I can upload to that because it seems to be that's what most people are using.
N3FJP software, n3fjp.com, and look at what he's got. A lot of us use that, and it can set up so that if you make work contacts and log them in there, it'll do an auto upload to Logbook of the World while you're working. I do that a lot when I'm running FT8 too. But look at his software. He's a ham, and he and his son and his wife have the software and everything else, and it's good stuff. It's a whole package of things that's good for hams.
Wife and son, and I think I saw that, watched a video, a demonstration video on it, and it is only Windows. I don't believe they have the Mac, and I've got a computer that's put away. It was my wife's work computer back when she was doing medical transcriptioning. She's been out of it, let's see, 2014 now. So
I'm in a bad area here, Shane, where I
still work. I just have to find another
job. All right, you take it easy. I'll catch up to you later.
For that.
Be back on the air after all. All right. You too, T-Mobile.
N-double, KI4DOS mobile.
I was still talking, and I unkeyed, and he was signing, so sorry about that, Rusty.
Signing so much is the fact that I was in an area where I get some bad reception for about a block and a half, so I'm back now.
Hey, Gary. Good to hear you today.
Got a phone call.
Hey, Rusty. Hope y'all are doing well.
Bad area. Or maybe I am. Gary, met a friend of yours the other night on 20 meters, Monday night. TWX?
Yeah, he's a guard. I'm going to go see him here shortly, I think, and ride over and see what he's up to today.
Talked to him a few weeks ago on 20. He was talking to somebody else, and I could barely hear both of them. And when they were done, it sounded like a DX station. And when they were done, I put my call out there, and we talked just briefly. I mean, it was real noisy. And then he said I faded out. But the other night, Monday night, he answered a CQ from up in New York, and I listened to the conversation. I knew who it was. And then I started talking to that guy in New York, and when we signed, Jack called me, and we talked. It was like talking on 2-meter FM. The signal was so good. We talked for about 20 minutes.
Well, you'll have to get with me. We'll go over and visit him one day and let you see all the stuff he's got.
We talked about meeting for coffee sometime. But I did see his video on that tower. He said that was the last time he climbed that tower.
He's climbing anymore, and he don't do any climbing anymore. He's like me. Getting to where, you know, he can still do it, but he don't, you know, it's not a good thing. I'll put it that way.
Tower, and he mentioned his legs were not as strong as they used to be, and he just didn't want to do it anymore, and I don't really blame him. But I really enjoyed meeting him. He seems like a really nice guy. N4ZLK. Rusty, you still in there? Go ahead, Gary.
Rusty Wynn, I didn't think he was signing out, but you never know. I'm on my way over to the refuge place. I got to go dump my trash this morning or this afternoon and empty out the bed of my truck and do some other things. And I got to get some gas and some lawnmower and see if I can get out there and cut the grass either this afternoon or tomorrow. And, you know, kind of make the place look like somebody lives there anyway.
Time of year again. I should have done it last weekend, but it wasn't quite long enough to make it a necessity, and now it's starting to look ragged again.
Cut mine twice this year, and so, yeah, it has started. And of course, I need to take the time to wash the car and the truck, all the pollen. Windshield on my truck's green, it's hard to see through, but that'll be all right. It's clear enough for me to see. But I still need to get out there and wash the vehicles up and make them look a little better. That's another chore for another day.
As soon as you wash it off, it's just going to start getting dirty again. My truck looks pretty bad. I haven't washed it in a while. But I'm just kind of waiting until this pollen stuff is over with.
That. We got 4.3 inches of rain the other night, which washed the vehicles off really nice. And then the next day after the rain, it covered back up again. So it's a never-ending process right now. Pollen being as thick as it is. I thought with that heavy rain, it would have knocked a lot of it off. And it probably did, but a lot of it came back out. Shane, I got a phone call. Be back in a minute. 4ZLK, KI4DOS mobile.
Okay, I'll be here for a few minutes.
Okay, KI4DOS mobile.
Okay, I'll be here in a couple more minutes.
Well, that was Joy. Her brother, her oldest brother, and his wife failed day before yesterday on the concrete driveway, and her sister-in-law had a cut on her head. She had to have some stitches, and her brother has got a bad concussion. But they're both okay. After they went to the doctor, and they're watching Gene, her oldest brother, with his concussion, and he's still a little dizzy. But that's what the phone call was about. Main thing is they're both okay. You know, I don't know what caused them to fall, but one of them probably tripped, and the other one tried to grab them, and they both hit the ground or hit the concrete, which is not a good thing. But anyway, I'm mobile again, and almost over here to the dump. You about to your next stop?
Half a mile from the Berea post office where I'm headed. I'm sorry about her brother and sister-in-law. I hate that. So I'll just tell my wife, when we get a little older, I'll just let her fall so we both don't fall. One of us has got to be okay. Isn't that right?
Hey, one of you needs to be okay, but, one starts to fall, the other one's going to grab for him, I guess. Just out of, I don't know, trying to protect them, maybe, I guess. That's the only thing the best way I can word it. I know if Joy started to fall, I'd reach and try to grab her. I wouldn't let her hit the ground if I could keep from it.
Just joking there. Sorry I missed the net last night, and let me make this turn here. This is my favorite net night, but we were doing something else, and by the time I got to the radio, everybody was off, so I just got on HF. But I wanted to be there, just to let you know.
I had a good net last night. I had 70 check in, which was a good night. And had some interest in some of the stuff on the swap net and all of that sort of stuff. So it was all good. And but I did miss you. And you'll get back in there though. I understand. People having other things to do, and we get kind of carried away sometimes. And forget about stuff like that, but it all comes out in the wash.
And so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get 4ZLK.
day, and be careful out there. We'll talk at you a little bit later. M4 ZLK, KI4 DOS.
Talk longer, Gary. I'm tired in my back, and then you you stopped in the middle of it. But you have a good day. Good to hear you. And I'll talk to you again. N4 ZLK.